I'm a songwriter and I've been writing songs for several years, and I really thought that other people were going to sing the songs that I wrote. But God put in my heart to sing the songs, so I came up with my new CD album called Archives of Praise, and it features 8 songs, such as Jesus, the One I Need, Jesus is Faithful, Holy, Holy is God, I've Got the Victory, We Are One, Glory to God, God's Praise is Glorious, Exalt You, Lord. So if you'd like to listen to some of the songs and purchase the CD album, please go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the shop tab at the top and search for Archives of Praise CD album, and it's on sale for only $15. And I pray that all the songs will bless and minister to you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically-based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry encourages women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
And today, the message is entitled Stand Against All Odds. Ephesians 6:11 says, put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy-armed soldier which God supplies, that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. The Greek word for stand is steko, which means persevere. So persevere means to persist in an idea, task, or purpose despite obstacles. In order to stand against the strategies and deception of the enemy, Satan, you must submit, obey the word of God. The Word of God says in James 4:7, submit to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. When you submit to God, you automatically resist the devil. It's like walking in a room of darkness and then turning on the light. The minute you turn on the light, all the darkness disappears. Know the devices that Satan uses to steal, kill, and destroy you. Some of his devices are as follows. Lure you into disobeying God's word. For example, in Ephesians 5:11, it says, what fellowship hath darkness with light? Therefore, you should not develop friendly relationships, companionship with the ungodly, unbelievers of Christ, because they will influence you to do things that are wrong in the sight of God, such as gossiping, lying, and stealing. cause you to lust after the flesh, which causes you to disobey God. For example, you know that fornication is sin, but you allow man to seduce you and influence you to commit fornication. Another device that Satan uses is he causes you to invite the enemy into your life. For example, seeking advice from a non-believer. In Psalm 1:1 it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather." When you follow the advice of the unbeliever, you're following advice that is not based on the word of God, not based on truth, and is therefore not founded on wisdom. When you don't exercise wisdom in your life, you're basing your thoughts and actions on foolishness. Ephesians 5:8-11 says, "For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light on the Spirit consists in every form of kindness, goodness, uprightness of heart, and trueness of life. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Let your lives be constant proofs of what is most acceptable to Him." And also 1 John 1:5 says, "God is light, and there is no darkness in Him at all. No, not in any way." So as a Christian, you are an ambassador for Jesus Christ. You are a representative of Jesus Christ. Therefore, you must represent Jesus Christ in your thoughts, words, and actions. This can only be achieved by the Holy Spirit, leading and guiding you to obey God's word. The Holy Spirit is your power source to do what the word of God says to do. And what God says to you to do, because God will talk to you. He says in the word, "My sheep know my voice." So if you're a sheep, a child of God, and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you can hear God's voice, and God has many different languages that He uses to talk to His children. But the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and it will lead and guide you unto all truth. John 16:13 says, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth, the whole full truth. For He will not speak His own message, but He will tell whatever He hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to Him, and He will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future." John 8:32 says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." In order to stand against the devil, you must grow spiritually, which requires reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God on a daily basis, not just once a week or every month. You will have to make time to do this, and as you do, you will grow in knowledge and understanding of the Word of God and develop a close relationship with Jesus Christ. When you read, study, and meditate on the Word of God and apply it in your life, you're exercising wisdom in your life, and you'll reap the benefits of wisdom. The Word of God says, "With all thy getting, the principal thing is to get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding." Wisdom is the principal thing, and with all thy getting, get understanding. If you want to be wise, ask God for wisdom, and the Holy Spirit will help you to understand God's Word so that you can apply it in your life and share it with others. So I challenge you today to stand against all odds by reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God and obeying the Holy Spirit, following the Holy Spirit's leading in your life rather than your own way. And you will experience a life of fulfillment, a life of love, joy, and peace. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth. We hope that you've been encouraged by the message. And I've written a new book to help you discover how valuable you are to God. It's entitled, "You Are God's Masterpiece," and I will send you the ebook as a gift when you make a donation to help us to continue to teach the Word of God via radio that's transforming the lives of men and women for the glory of God and helping people move forward and experience healing and restoration, knowing that the good work that God has begun in them, He will complete. It is our way of saying thanks for your partnership in this ministry that is changing lives around the world. Please go to our website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the donation partnership tab at the top. Or you can email us at wingsoflove833@gmail.com. Thank you, and God bless you.